Our halacha topic from Daf Tezvav is the status of Kohanim today leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz La'aretz. Ostensibly, if one reads our Gemara and Daf Tezvav, both on Amud Aleph and on Amud Beis, it seems clear that there was a process which had begun with the early Tanaim, Yossi ben Yoyezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, who had created an Iser hundreds of years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash for Kohanim to go to Eretz Amamim, that there was Tumah that was Nigzar Ar Eretz Amamim. The Gemara then says that there was a new Gezerah that was introduced 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Gemara suggests in the Maskana on Tez Vav Amud Beis that originally Yosef Eliezer just said that doesn't make the food Tameh, to the point, if Truma comes in contact with the Gush of Chutz Laretz, but rather we're Tola. And then 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chazal came along and said not only if it comes in contact with the land, but even if it comes in contact with the air, you cannot, a Kohen cannot eat the Truma. And finally in Usha, a couple of years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they instituted that if it came in contact with the ground of Eretz Amim, Truma that is, so then one had to actually burn the Truma. Tosis points out in Dibar Maschil Va'avira that this concept is found as well in Maseches Olos and Perik Beis Mishneh Gimel, as well as in the Sugya Perik Kohen Gadol, Dafnun Dalet Amud Beis, and clearly from both of those Sugyas, we're talking as well about not simply Truma becoming Tameh, but of course a Kohen is not allowed to be metame himself lechatchila unless it's a meis mitzvah. Tosis asks that the sugya in Nazir on Nundalet Amud Beis has a shaila that seems to contradict our Gemara, and this is going to lead us to a important conclusion, and then we will get Beis Hashem to the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara in Nazir itself on Daf Nundalet Amud Beis has a suffix. What is the tumas eretz amim? Is the tumas eretz amimim the gush, says the Gemara, the land, or is it the avir? Asks Tosos, how could the Gemara have a hava mina? It's not also the avir. Our Gemara in Shabbos on Tezvav Amud Beis says the avir is also metame. Tosos answers that our sugi was saying that the avir is metame, meaning that if a person came into the contact halachically with the avir, then he'd be tame. However, if they came in what's described in the Mishnais and Seder Taras, in Shiida, Teva, Umigdal, which prevent them from coming in contact entirely with the avir, so then in such a case, according to our sugya, they wouldn't necessarily become tame. The sugya in Nazir is asking, maybe Chazal made an Iser as a low plug across the board that we don't want Kohanim to be going into Chutz La'aretz at all, outside of any chshash of practical tumah, but rather simply that they should not leave Eretz Yisrael. I am indebted to Rav Tzvi Wolgelenter and Rav Binyamin Chivatsky, who pointed out to me that according to the sugya in Nazir on Daf Nundalet Amud Beis, especially once one knows the Tosas Dibur HaMaskil VeAvira, it could very well be that Avir is not a practical Tumah, but rather is that we don't want them at all, Kohanim going into Eretz Amimim, even if we don't know for sure that they're going to become Tameh. Nevertheless, it's a low plug, we don't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael, particularly Kohanim. How do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? In Simin Shin Samach Tes, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber is clear, V'chol Eretz Amim Osir L'Koyein L'Tamei Bohen. It's prohibited for a Kohen to be Metamei. The Taz and the Shach take the blunt out of the major Chumrah over here of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Taz, Ze Koy Bizman Shoye Taharis Eretz Yisrael. All of this applied only at a time where there were taharis in Eretz Yisrael. That's the language of the Taz. Shach says it slightly differently. Pirish b'shman shahay Eretz Yisrael b'tahara. When Eretz Yisrael was b'tahara, then they were makbid. You could read the Shach as saying the same thing as the Taz, or saying that in Eretz Yisrael, it was less likely for them to come in contact with Tzoma. Either way, the Shach and the Taz seem to be saying that it doesn't apply today. However, this is not a closed case at all. Shas HaTshuva Shvus Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simpei He responds sharply to the Shita of the Taz and the Shach, which is also found in the Bach as well. Ulaniyaz Daiti Dvarim Tmuim V'lo Yodati Me'ayin Yotza Lehem. How could you say that it only applies when Eretz Yisrael is B'Tahara? Do Arif V'Rosh V'Torah Shulchan Aruch V'Rab B'Hagah She'etiku Dinim Eilu L'Halacha Mashma D'Noig Af B'Zman Hazeh. It's mashma from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. It's noig bazman hazeh. Dim lo kein, havle lahashmi kedarkam. All these poskim only discuss those things that are noig today, and not to write hilchasa l'mashicha. Kohen ador beretz Yisrael concludes the Shavus Yaakov, ve'ena minatzarech lidvarav elu leilech leretz amim, osur leilech mipnei shumat toshel tumat midivrehem. This is the conclusion of the Shavus Yaakov. And the Shavus Yaakov adds exactly the point that I quoted earlier in the name of Tzvi Wogelenter and Binyamin Javasky. That is that Tosis in Nazir, in Dibram, and Nun Dalaram Beis, Dibram Maschel Eretz Amim, says Beferish, that if you hold that the Avir was Asur, that's above the Gzeira of the Avir of our Sugya, that says that the if you come in contact with the airspace and you're not in Shidat HaMigdol, you become Tameh. Tosis says, because, here's Tosis' Lashon, Nazir Nundal Ramabez, Shechmiru Bayosim Ba'ol HaMez, Kedei Shelo Yeitze Me'aretz L'Chutzlaretz. In order they shouldn't leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, and the Shavus Yaakov is not convinced that just because in Eretz Yisrael everything is not B'Tahara, all of a sudden we're going to be mekel on Kedei Shelo Yeitze Me'eretz Yisrael L'Chutzlaretz. So this remains an open question. Obviously, this gzeira is a din d'rabbanan, and one has to take into account, of course, the other sugyas about the prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael outside of a kohen, which we haven't discussed at all, and the heterim, lisa isha, lomot Torah. How does that factor into our sugya? We leave that as an open question, but what we see is that there are three potential reasons why a kohen is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Either he'll come in contact with the ground, he'll come in contact with a tumah in the air, or there might be a separate independent isser of him leaving. In Shulchan Aruch it says it's Aser, the Shach and Taz are Mekel, the Shavus Yaakov points to that according to Tosis's Havana, he's not convinced at all that the Shach and Taz's Svara applies. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Tez Vav. I'm indebted to Rabbi Wogelenter and Rabbi Javasky, who without asking me of these questions, I would not have been zocha to be ma'ayin when I had time when we got to the Daf Yomi. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Tez Vav.